Nossa, escuta.
It's April 13th, and thelogbook.com's escape pod is looking back through time. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1970... An explosion in the service module of the Apollo 13 spacecraft led to the abandonment of the crew's lunar landing mission. The top priority was now survival, especially since the explosion had blown most of the command and service module's oxygen supply into space. The lunar landing module, built to keep two men alive for a matter of hours, now had to keep three men alive for several days. In 1978, NASA had a different problem. Voyager 2, launched just months before, suddenly stopped transmitting or responding to Earth. The problem turned out to be a fault in the space probe's ability to compensate for the Doppler shift between itself and Earth, a distance that was growing by the hour. A workaround was engineered on Earth to keep Voyager 2 in touch, saving the only vehicle that has ever visited the planets Uranus and Neptune. On this day in 1942, composer Bill Conti was born. He went on to score the Rocky movies, including the Oscar-nominated chart-topping theme song. Born today in 1950, actor Ron Perlman. In 1951, Peter Davison, the fifth Doctor Who, was born. Sequest DSV actor Jonathan Brandis was born in 1976. In 1984, actor Richard Herndahl died. He's remembered by Doctor Who fans as the other first Doctor, stepping into the role of the late William Hartnell for the five Doctors in 1983.
Well, goodbye, my boy. You did quite well. Quite well. It's reassuring to know that my future is in safe hands.
In 1980, it was the night the Cylons landed, and the time that Wolfman Jack guest starred on the original Battlestar Galactica.
I mean, everybody goes to two or three parties on Halloween. Even Wolfman.
Wolfman.
We gonna get down. All you part-time vampires, we gonna get down in the disco inferno.
And in 1967, the first season of Star Trek concluded with the episode Operation Annihilate.
That Denovan ship headed deliberately into the solid pile.
There's one possibility. The mass insanity may have reached this planet, too.
Captain, I'm having difficulty on my transmitter call to Denovan.
Keep trying.
Yes, sir.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.